Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
I feel good and I'm doing well.
It's all that really matters. Big 12 media days are upon us, which means college football's talking season is upon us, which means college football's almost here, which means we are happy. We'll hear from Cincinnati's new head coach, Scott Satterfield. He took over the vacancy when Luke Fickell left for Wisconsin. And so Satterfield has a challenge ahead of him. He is a first-year head coach following, really you can call Fickell a legend. He brought Cincinnati to unprecedented heights and steering a program into his first year into a Power 5 conference. We'll talk to Coach Satterfield coming up here, formerly from Louisville, coming up in 20 minutes from now. Advanced analytics in 40 minutes, and at the end of the hour, we've got your epic fail. It's also a thirsty Thursday, so we're toasted to the good stuff. Sparks Gang tweets, "What up, fellas? I'm toasting to the groundhog that dug a big hole under my grandparents' porch, big enough for me to slide down it. Now I've got to find a way to get rid of it. Yay me, Booskies."
Booskies!
Kyle tweets, "I'm toasting to Bogish for constantly roasting Pete the Body. Constant jabs, funny, angry Pete mental health funniness. Booskies!
Booskies!"
I don't think it's funny.
Randy in Alabama tweets, "Hey, DA, I'm toasting my bed because it's screaming my name after being up for 28 straight hours working.
Hashtag toast'em.
Booskies.
Ostrichize is toasting to coffee. I love it. I need it. Double shot, quad shot, straight black coffee. Doesn't matter. I crave it, DA. I couldn't be here for the show without it. Hashtag I want some caffeine with that coffee. Hashtag bathroom breaks.
Booskies.
Hashtag toast'em."
Redneck Jimmy reminds us, "You guys should be used to crying babies. You work with Mraz for all these years."
Booski!
Oh-ho!
Right. Big diaper. Talk about that potty training.
Storm and Norman says, "I'm toasting to my little buddy Samantha, who was brought into my life due to her illness, and now I'm with Anna. Hashtag Booski."
Booskies!
So send us your Booskies by Tweet Abby DA on CBS. Timbo Slice, who's at DA's 100 pounds on Twitter, says, "I'm toasting Pat Boyle. His Wimbledon bacon was better than watching European Vacation."
Booskies!
Is that a movie?
Yeah, that's the second movie in the National Lampoon's Vacation series. Yeah. It goes Vacation,
right,
then European Vacation, then Christmas Vacation, then Vegas Vacation, then the reboot of Vacation.
I kind of don't count the reboot in that. I think it's the four Chevy Chase ones together. But I think European Vacation was probably the worst of the four.
For me, it's a tie between European Vacation and Vegas Vacation. Most people like Vegas Vacation better. The only reason that I have a problem with it is that Chevy is starting to get old and it's starting to get a little depressing. I do like his son. Rusty is good in it because Rusty is Ethan Embry.
Right.
Has played a lot of good characters. Can't hardly wait.
Solid actor.
Was in Empire Records.
That Thing You Do.
That Thing You Do. Excellent actor. So the cast is better. but it's starting to get old, Chevy, and that's depressing for me. And so young Chevy European Vacation, it feels more vibrant, but it's a tough watch. As much as I love an 80s comedy, the best you're getting is Look Kids, That's Parliament, Look Kids, That's Big Band, Look Kids, That's Parliament, Look That's, and also The Pig and the Poke, right, to start off with the game show.
Yeah.
But not a lot of laughs in there.
No.
It's a grind. It's a grind to get through.
It's Christmas and then the first vacation.
That's right. That's the list. Christmas and then the first vacation. So yesterday, Mike Gundy, for Oklahoma State head coach, had some thoughts, namely that Oklahoma is ending its tenure as a founding member of the Big 12, and of course going back to the Big 8, and so that'll break apart Oklahoma and Oklahoma State for the first time, which means that the rivalry game, Bedlam, for now, is over.
The Bedlam game is over because Oklahoma chose to leave the Big 12. Period. It's got nothing to do with Oklahoma State. So, do I like that? No. Do I like that conferences had broken up in the past? No, I don't. But I also know that we have to control what we can control, which is conference realignment is there. It's probably still going on. And wherever we all end up, and whatever schedule they give us to play, we go play it and do the best we can.
We have 9 conference games scheduled, and then we have, I think, through, I don't know, 15 years, we're scheduled all the way up, and we're full for the most part, and we have Power 5 teams. And I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. Oklahoma State's not going to change what you do because Oklahoma chose to go to the SEC. They need to change what they do, because they're the ones that made their mind up to go to the SEC. So with all the talk from administration and people saying that Oklahoma State needs to do this and that, all Oklahoma had to do was not go to the SEC. So it is what it is.
I've seen this play out before, and it's always petty and pathetic each time. And this is when Missouri left the Big 12 to go to the SEC. And Missouri versus Kansas, which is one of the best rivalries we have in college football and basketball. Football, it's mattered less because primarily Kansas football mattered so little, and Kansas football has been so terrible for so long before last year and the few years under Mark Mangino. But in basketball, Missouri versus Kansas is known as the Border War, and it dates back to the Civil War, and it dates back to slave states versus free states, and it dates back to real, real animosity. And, you know, when I lived in Kansas City, which is on the border of Missouri and Kansas, I got a firsthand education on the real hatred that exists between the two states and people that are from one state versus the other state, people that graduated from one school to the other school. And it's just sports, of course, and in that case, it's just basketball. But there is this kind of really underlying resentment and hate that bubbles to the surface. And I think it's really good. I know that it sounds somewhat unhealthy to keep grudges based on something that happened 200 years ago. At the same time, the thing about college sports is it matters when people believe that there's kind of a greater thing at play, and it's identity, and it's state loyalty, and it's state pride, and it's school pride, and alumni pride. And maybe some of that is dated, and maybe some of that can be unhealthy. But at the same time, if you want college sports to matter, you have to tap into the identity part of it, because it's far more than a professional franchise. You know, if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, okay, the Ravens represent your city, but they've only been around for 20-some-odd years. Whereas if you're a Maryland alumni, or you've had a family that have gone to Maryland, being a Terp is far more of your identity. If you've got an education there that had set up your life or your career there, you maybe met your wife there or your husband or something like that, or your kids go there, it's a much different bond. And so I saw this happen between Missouri and Kansas, and it was so petty. And it's pathetic. Look, should Missouri have left for the SEC? It's a far weirder cultural fit. They fit better in the Big 12. They were there forever. But once they left, Kansas took the ball and went home and said, you know, you screwed us, so we're never going to do you a favor. when all that did was it ruined things for fans. That game, those games between Missouri and Kansas meant everything. And all it did was rob the fans. Yes, was there bitterness that a team would leave and kind of break the code? Yeah, but ultimately it didn't help anybody by not playing the game. The same thing's going to happen here. Mike Gundy thinks what he's doing is waving the flag for Oklahoma State. He's not. It doesn't help Cowboys fans to not have Bedlam. And when they say, well, Oklahoma didn't have to leave, it's true. They didn't have to leave for the SEC. But they did. And does it make you look weak for still having the game? I mean, the game is what matters, not how you got to the game. And this pettiness that exists in college athletics sometimes is cool, but sometimes it helps nobody. You don't have to end Bedlam. It won't mean as much because it won't be for conference titles. It'll be a little bit like the backyard brawl when West Virginia and Pitt used to be in the Big East together and now they're not. But it doesn't have to end. And if we remember last year's backyard brawl, it was awesome and got national attention and we were talking about it and it was great for both schools. Bedlam can still be Bedlam. Missouri and Kansas only recently began playing again because there were hurt feelings, but you know, hurt feelings are stupid. You have a bunch of adults that pride themselves on we're helping young people become grown men. These coaches echo that all of the time. We want to help kids become young men. And these administrators fall over themselves that they're doing something for kids, for kids, for kids, for kids. And what they do is they stew in their own greed and pettiness. And I don't really know when those lessons for kids are supposed to come through your educational process. I mean, I would imagine that the lessons for kids would be to rise above. Or if you wanted to defend Missouri or Oklahoma or Texas or other schools that break contracts with their previous leagues, betterment of one situation, not getting caught in a worse situation out of sheer loyalty. I mean, there are a lot of ways you can cut this loaf of bread. We look at young athletes and say, leave your past behind when you get to campus. You don't want to be surrounded by those people. Those people aren't helping you get better. Your friends that want you to come back to town every weekend or after practice or during the summers, they're not looking out for your best interest. We're trying to get you to the next level. Well, you could argue that Oklahoma is saying, look at the paycheck of the SEC. Look at the television contract of the SEC. We're bettering our situation. We don't want to be just caught in loyalty because what's the benefit there? That could be a lesson for kids. And the lesson for kids from an Oklahoma State standpoint could be, no matter if it hurts right now, you take emotion out of it, you realize bitterness doesn't help anybody, and you do what's best for all. And actually what's best for all, recruiting purposes, your fan base, your alumni, is to keep the game going. Do you think Barry Sanders doesn't want Bedlam to exist anymore? Now that guy's been a foundational bedrock of your program. Oklahoma leaves and you're supposed to say, yeah, sorry, Bedlam doesn't exist anymore, Barry, because we don't like them. We're mad at them. That doesn't feel like you're teaching the kids a great lesson. There's a million pounds of hypocrisy that is baked into every college football coach, AD, and administrator that insists it's always about teaching young men how to become better when they do a lot of the stuff they wish their kids wouldn't. There is no reason you have to end Bedlam. It's just a non-conference game now. Which leads us into an Oklahoma guy, Kyler Murray. Look at that. We found a way to get it in there. So Kyler Murray knows that expectations are low in Arizona. In fact, Vegas has the win total for the Cardinals at just 4.5. We don't know when Kyler Murray is going to be back. We don't know if he'll be back. And we know that the Cardinals have a brand new head coach in Jonathan Gannon, and everything kind of blew apart last year when there were big expectations. And so Kyler Murray is under the gun about what happened last year. What he would say about a tumultuous 2022 season where his head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, ultimately was fired. He was seen yelling at his head coach during one of the games. General manager Steve Keim stepped down. They say because of health reasons. Others, conspiracy theorists, say that's not the case. Murray, though, told the Cardinals Flight Plan podcast, which feels like it should be a Jets podcast, it's got to be a positive. There really is no option for it to be a negative. I feel like you get your little grace period right after it happens, dwell on it, soak in it, let the feelings take over. After that, we got to go. Life doesn't stop, the job doesn't stop, and I'm not going to stop either. Which is the right idea. Kyler said the whole thing last year was bleep. It happened for a reason, though. The things we were doing weren't sustainable for success. It was necessary, and in turn, good will come out of what happened. Winning cures all. It's been tough to do that with some of the circumstances we've had to deal with, but I think we are headed in the right direction. I think you want your quarterback to be optimistic. I think you want your quarterback to look on the bright side and help lift up the energy and the mentality of the organization. But let's also be real that Kyler Murray being the one to say everything happens for a reason, good will come out of it. Well, he had a huge role in some of the issues last year. And it comes back to maturity, work ethic, commitment. Kyler Murray, it's not his fault he got injured, but what happened last year with Cliff, with Keim, with Kyler, with the offense, with the inconsistency, with the blown leads, with the lackadaisical approach to many things, well, it's got to start at the quarterback. So Kyler can say all these nice things, but Kyler has to change himself as well, or else it's just pretty hollow. When we come back, we'll talk some Big 12 as Cincinnati will start its Big 12 era with Oklahoma. So that's a big one. Scott Satterfield, new head coach with the Bearcats, is going to join us next. What does Cincy in the Big 12 look like? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's new on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome inside the DA Show's Thursday morning edition, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Damon Amendolaro with you. You can listen to us on hundreds of affiliates nationwide across the CBS Sports Radio Network and also on Sirius XM Channel 158. Big 12 Media Days have arrived, and there's a whole new dynamic in place. Four new schools have entered the conversation with the Big 12. UCF, BYU, Houston, and Cincinnati. Joining us here on the show is first-year head coach of the Bearcats, steering them into a new conference, into a Power Five, and that would be head coach Scott Satterfield. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. Number one, what's the biggest challenge facing you as you enter a first year with a program that's entering its first year in a new conference?
Well, I think there's going to be certainly some challenges as we go into this new conference. And I think number one, you know, playing a bunch of teams that we haven't played, going into a bunch of different venues that we have not been into, I think are going to be some things that maybe not even football things. You know, when you think about traveling, you know, where are you flying into? What time do we need to leave? All those type things that, you know, as players they don't worry about, but as coaches we do. You know, and then playing in front of, in those environments where I know there's going to be some, you know, some great environments there. We're going to be playing in the Big 12. So, and then on the other side of that, the football side is, you know, we have a new team here that our coaches have not coached yet. You know, obviously we've been in practice, but to see, you know, when the lights are on, you know, how these guys are going to react, you know, who can we count on, what type of chemistry are we going to have with this team, you know, all those things. And hopefully we'll work a lot of this stuff out in August camp and then as we start the season. But we're very excited for it. We know it's going to be a competitive league, and, you know, I think our fans and alumni and players and everybody associated with UC football is very excited for this new challenge.
You left Louisville for the Cincinnati job. What attracted you to the Bearcats position?
Well, I think, you know, I first started looking at Cincinnati several years back and just kind of followed them over the years and, you know, had tremendous success. Coach Vic and his staff did a great job of, you know, getting everything rolling here. And, you know, took it to some very, you know, very places that hadn't been before. So, and then the fact that, you know, UC was headed into the Big 12, the fact that we're, you know, we're spending $135 million on a state-of-the-art indoor practice facility and performance center that's going to be incredible. You know, this university, you know, is excited about going to the Power Five. It's something they've been trying to do for many, many years now. And For all those reasons, you know, John Cunningham is an outstanding athletic director. Dr. Pinto is a great president. I mean, there's so many things I think that align with what we are, you know, want to be aligned with and this university and where we're headed. And so I think for all those reasons, it's why, you know, we wanted this opportunity.
Coach Satterfield at Cincinnati joins us ahead of Big 12 Media Days. Now, in terms of motivation, the preseason poll certainly gave your team some because you guys, as a program, before you got there, coming off 11-win seasons, 9-win seasons, 13-1, and the college football playoff, even last year, 9-3, and yet in the preseason rankings picked second to last, 13th out of 14th. So how do you use that with your locker room?
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly used that. You know, I don't put a lot of stock in preseason rankings. They don't give out any awards for preseason rankings. I think the fact that, you know, we have only one starter returning offensively is probably one of the main reasons that we were picked toward the bottom. And if you look at it, the four teams that are coming into this league, you know, three out of the four were picked, you know, toward the bottom. And I think just with what we had returning, I mean, people are going to look at that. They're going to look at experience coming back. You know, so we're not as experienced as some of the teams that are coming back. You know, we've added some good pieces to the puzzle, though, this offseason, and I'm excited about what we have, you know, a part of this team as we start this season. They've had a great summer. You know, we certainly are going to use that as motivation. I mean, you're picked second to last, and you know, our players, they train every day with a chip on their shoulder anyway, and this is just a little bit more added motivation for them to continue to train, you know, at an extreme high level.
It might be hard for you to get a full sense of the picture because you just got there for this season, but I imagine the alumni fan base really energized the student body to be in the Big 12 and to be in a power conference, and really it begins with a bang on Saturday, September 23rd, when you guys will host Oklahoma. So I know you got three games before then, but tell me about the anticipation for that day from your fan base, from the school, and for you guys as a team.
Well, I think it's just a long time coming. I think this fan base and, you know, our alumni and the students here and our players are, you know, all the guys that played here that helped build this program, you know, they had a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put in this program to get to this point. And so, you know, that day, our first game in the Big 12 is going to be an incredible day for all those reasons. You know, you finally have arrived. You know, you're finally have a seat at the table where all the other, you know, big schools are at. And, you know, and now, you know, what we have to do as a team is to go out there and show that we belong. And I think, you know, not a better way to do that when you're playing a team like Oklahoma coming into Nippert Stadium, one of the hardest places to come play in the country. And so it's going to be a lot of hype, a lot of excitement surrounding that game, you know, and hopefully, you know, we're sitting here with a lot of wins, three wins before we play that game. You know, as a coach, we're going to take it one game at a time. But I do know there's a lot of anticipation for that particular game just because of, you know, first time in the Big 12 and, you know, playing a team like Oklahoma, that, you know, Heisman Trophy winners. I mean, just some great teams, great history there. And for them to come here and play in our stadium, I'm sure it's going to be a, you know, standing room only in Nippert.
Exciting chance to start off Big 12 existence with a bang for Cincinnati. The Bearcats coming into year number one in the Power 5. Big 12 Media Days are here. Coach Scott Satterfield of the Bearcats, kind enough to join us here on the show. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck this season, and hopefully we can touch base during the year.
Sounds good. Appreciate you guys.
Interesting season in the Big 12 is we've got Texas as the favorite, even though they're on their way out, and Oklahoma as they wrap up their history there. So there's going to be a lot of animosity throughout the season for both of them. A lot of fan bases that boo them pretty good and teams that want to kick their butt one final time. A lot of resentment. Then four new schools, and UCF might be the best of the four new schools. But Cincinnati opens up its Big 12 play with Oklahoma at home at Nippert. So that's going to be pretty cool. So there's some interesting storylines that we've been talking about over the course of this year, and then over the course of this week, rather. And then Sonny Dykes is going to join us on the show tomorrow as TCU broke through and made the college football playoff despite not winning the conference last year. Chris in the 123, who goes by Moist Towelettes on Twitter, instead of oinks for British bacon, we should do donks. Since the thickness is leaving, we could spice it up a bit. Dog!
Dog! Dog! Dog! Dog! Dog!
As a grading score?
Yeah.
I like somebody on Twitch said Big Ben bell rings. Like the Big Ben clock, like each hour. Dung.
Ah, okay. Not bad.
That's a good one.
Michael tweets, DA, you guys should call it British baked beans. Trust me, they love baked beans for breakfast over there.
They do.
Mm-hmm. I like baked beans, but I don't know why I would eat them for breakfast. They're very syrupy.
It's the only time I eat it is when I have a full Irish or full English breakfast, and it is usually very good, complimentary with the bread and the eggs.
Okay.
And the bacon.
Yeah.
Well, the bacon.
Although.
And the pork blood.
Trying to think now. Pork blood. I feel like the beans are one of the differences between Irish and English breakfasts.
You might be right.
I don't know if there are beans in Irish, full Irish breakfast.
Nobody's admitted that they could be wrong quicker than that right there. Yeah, I'd be right. I don't know.
Because I'm trying to, because I tried it twice when I was in Ireland. I don't remember there being beans.
Foxy tweets, it was a little long for me, but the talent that this guy, Pat Boyle, has was on full display. His energy off the charts. The puns were excellent. Bravo, Tim Doyle. Hashtag Booski.
Dog!
So English breakfast does not have the beans. Irish does.
Okay.
English breakfast does not have the pork blood / black pudding.
Tom Boyle.
Boy.
Yeah. Foxy, by the way, not sure if he's reached out to you yet, but he has to me. He does want to interview for his good friend Sean's job.
Great.
Yeah.
I love Foxy. Although, do we double down on West Babylon or do we try to distance ourselves from that part of the country?
Go to the other end of the island.
It's a fair question. I'd have to ask actually where Foxy lives because he might be the most normal of the bunch, which leads me to believe that he either isn't from there or he should be studied as the one who survived it.
He's the one guy that got out of Chernobyl and somehow didn't have a debilitating disease.
How'd you do it, man?
Studied by scientists for generations. Genealogically, how did Foxy make it out of West Babylon somewhat normal? Even though it's bagpipes. He travels everywhere with his bagpipes like it's his wallet.
Right. He has a skill. He's a trained technician.
King Curtis says, I was going to toast my sexy new work truck, but that damn Pat Boyle stole the thunder with British bacon. I don't even know anything about professional tennis. Hashtag Toast'em!
Hashtag Toast'em!
Booskies!
Our next interviewee for the job is best known for sleeping in Bob and Nancy's waterbed. When we had Bob's bar 2 years ago, Dana Mechanicsburg drove through the night, stayed all day, had himself a good old time and had to go pass out inside. Bob and Nancy actually offered him their bed. That's how great the Mraz family is. Dana Mechanicsburg made the trip as well this year, so we got to see him again. He's a great dude. He wears all these old retro jerseys. And he joins us here on the show. Dan, good morning.
Hey, hey, hey. How's it going, DA?
It's going great, Dan. Dan, just clarify, where did you sleep at Bob's Bar 1 or Bob's Bar 2?
Down on the couch below by the restroom.
Oh, right. So you didn't actually go up to Bob and Nancy's bed?
No. That's just a myth.
Urban legend.
That's urban legend. Yeah, all right. Well, yeah. Tell me, why do you think you would make a good fit on the DA show?
Well, I mean, I'm an easygoing guy. I collect retro jerseys from trash quarterbacks. Some things I would do different. I actually make food for Football Food of the Week.
Oh.
So I would have some recipes lined up and actually would make them and taste them and make sure that the listeners would enjoy them.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, I do some voices, I guess. I do have some experience, not much, but in high school I was on the media club, so I did the morning announcements for news, sports, and I was the co-anchor for a little bit there.
Now, tell me more about your impersonations or voices that you do.
They're just silly ones, like I can do an Elmo. I could do a Christopher Walken. You know, what are you doing, DA? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
I will be back.
These are great.
Various other ones.
Is that your real laugh? Because it's amazing.
Oh, yes. Right here. This is how I laugh.
All right, the moving truck's on the way. We'll see you on Monday.
Sounds like a plan.
When you see Mayflower roll right in front of your house.
Oh, yeah.
Sean's last day was last Friday. He's not even getting next week now.
I also love wrestling, so me and Pete's body would get along just fine.
Okay. Did you just say you and Pete's body?
Body.
Wait, do that one again?
Eat the body, bloody. It's me, Macho Dan, Randy Dan. Oh, yeah.
Randy Dan Savage! Okay. Dan Mechanicsburg has zoomed to the top of the list.
Boyle looks nervous.
Dan.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, guys. Love the show. Love all y'all. Can't wait to listen to you guys later and hopefully get some good news.
Ha, ha, ha. I can't wait to hire Dan and then have him go on vacation and have Boyle fill in for him while he's on vacation.
Oh, boy.
Pete, were you playing Dan's laugh?
No.
That was not a drop.
No.
Dan's laugh is A, amazing, B, the same tone every single time. Yeah.
Was he playing it on his end?
Was he playing his own drops?
I don't know.
In that case, he can't get hired. No.
Also, you have to love anybody who does a Schwarzenegger simply by saying, I'll be back. Everybody can do that. That was awesome. Danny the Gettysburg crushed it.
Like American Idol. This is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. He kind of started it off with a half-hearted Fat Albert, I think, by saying, hey, hey, hey. Dan of Mechanicsburg. Oh, that's the highlight of my week.
Ooh.
I don't think anything could top British bacon, but I think Dan of Mechanicsburg just did. Dan's also the greatest dude ever.
Yes.
Getting to meet him and hang out with him at Bob's Bar, he's the type of guy, if he texts you and says, hey, you want to go out tonight and like get some beers? You're like, yes, because it's just going to be a good conversation, make you laugh, talk about ridiculous sports stuff. Guy loves his beer. He's laid back. He's chill. Hey, I'm sleepy.
Hey.
I'll go sleep in the basement of this stranger's house. He's the best.
Yeah, he's an MVP of Bob's Bar, I feel like. He's just laid back, goes there, relaxes, has a good time. Steven Severna Park is another guy, too. Just those guys that come in and enjoy themselves and are just good people.
Totally. Good dudes, good people. They don't get so absolutely obliterated they had to be coached for 2.5 hours by Boyle. Didn't try to kiss him on the lips or tackle him in the grass. Didn't get threatened to get thrown out. We didn't have to bury him in the backyard next to the dogs.
Or say the same sentence over and over again in your face.
By the way, as great as Dan of Mechanicsburg is, Boyle's resume does get bumped up because of how he handled said situation at Bob's Bar.
Oh, yes.
Because he saved all of our days. Nobody wanted to deal with that. Pat had to take one for the team. Didn't have to, but did.
Well, and on another note, if Pat didn't do it, I would have just left anyway. I wasn't going to deal with that. Sean, it's your problem.
Yeah, which is just not right. Like, it shouldn't be dumped on Mraz's lap that a listener got so blotto that it was, like, uncomfortable for Bob and Nancy.
Yeah, well, that's the risk. That's why I push for security. We should get some type of security.
Not wrong. I didn't think we'd need it, but thankfully Pat was there. Without Pat, we would have been SOL. Bogus is our final headlines of the morning.
D.A., we wondered earlier today which NBA city had crappy enough food to keep Zion in shape. We assume the Pelicans even more fed up with Zion than we are, but not true, said GM David Griffin on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
I think what's unfortunate is he is a name that generates clicks no matter what the link says. Yeah. Zion puts on his socks. People click on that. And so it makes it really easy for people to manufacture rumor around him.
Griffin added that their relationship is as good as...
It ain't rumor if you're overweight. We can see how overweight, and we can also see how you're not playing. That's not really rumor.
One of the other rumors was that the Pels were open to trading Zion this offseason. Griffin says that's not true.
We never had a single conversation that Zion was part of. I think people perceived that we would be willing to move off of Zion because of all the injuries, because there's always so much noise around Zion. And fortunately for us, the noise never actually matches.
Kristaps Porzingis has had issues staying on the floor as well, but was healthy last season, posted the best numbers of his career. The Wizards then traded him to the Celtics, and now Boston is giving Kristaps a 2-year extension worth $60 million. He'll now get $96 million over the next 3 seasons. And in case you thought LeBron was seriously considering retirement this summer, he said last night at the ESPYs he will be back next season. It'll be his 21st, and he'll turn 39 during it. According to the Washington Post, there are some significant last-minute issues with Josh Harris's purchase of the Commanders. Closing the deal could be delayed, or maybe this is just Dan Snyder angling for more concessions before the finish line. Owner is supposed to vote on the sale next week. At least one of us called it embarrassing this morning. U.S. men's soccer exiting the Gold Cup in the semifinals, courtesy of Panama and penalty kicks. Interim coach B.J. Callahan might disagree with embarrassing.
What I said to the guys was I'm super proud of them. I'm super proud how they stuck together. They continue to respond to adversity. And this, you know, this is going to hurt in the short term, but I truly believe in the long term. We've gotten a lot of players, a lot of experience, and it's going to pay dividends for us in the future.
Panama and Mexico play for the title on Sunday in Vegas. The Women's World Cup begins later this month in Australia and New Zealand, the second country. Not the hugest soccer fan, so ticket sales have been slow. Huh. So FIFA is giving away 20,000 tickets for the games at the New Zealand sites.
Not great.
Not great.
So why let a country that isn't big on soccer host a World Cup?
Especially in an era where women's soccer is starting to explode internationally.
Yeah, so no problem at all in Australia. And they're joint hosts. I don't know if New Zealand got tacked on for logistical reasons.
So it's the Kiwis that are having the problem.
WNBA last night, the Aces with an easy 97-78 win at the Sparks. Asia Wilson had 25 points and 12 boards for Vegas. And sorry for making you wait for all this. All riled up after that British accent brought you British bacon. Marketa Vondrousova leads Elena Svitolina 6-3, 4-2 in their Wimbledon semifinal. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. When we return, advanced analytics and your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
If we were trying to get Zion Williamson back in shape, he probably needs to get out of New Orleans, one of the best, if not the best, eating city in America. So where does he need to go? Minnesota, Orlando, Indiana, or Seattle if the Sonics came back? 35% of you said Seattle, a sushi diet. Then Minnesota and Indiana, followed up by Orlando. Data tells us, according to one poll, San Francisco ranked as the healthiest city in the U.S., with Seattle at number two. The fattest place to live, or the unhealthiest, Brownsville, Texas. Do they have a G League team? And finally, Boyle lost some LBs when he went to Orlando for a college baseball trip. He was sick for two straight days after eating at one of the local restaurants.
That's right.
Do you remember what you ate?
I think it was just like a chicken sando, and I probably got salmonella.
You know, usually if you get food poisoning, it oftentimes comes from a chicken dish. Just seems to be what usually gets people.
Yeah, it's easy, I guess, to undercook. You get a chef that hates his or her life, doesn't care. This person, you're getting salmonella. I'm undercooking this.
And I think another way to really get it is from a bad, like, sauce. Like a expired sauce.
Oh.
That's how I got it one time. But that's really under the radar sometimes. When you put a bad sauce on there or a sauce that needs to go in the trash, that could cause it too.
Chicken also can turn bad without sometimes you knowing it. And so it starts to get that smell. You have to smell it. And if you don't smell it and it looks fine and you just throw it on the griddle or something like that, you might not know you're eating some tangy chicken. Let's get to your epic fail, Mraz's Era of Mediocrity.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
We're barely making him do any work next week. Next week is the last week of high school where you don't take any tests. You just kind of walk through the hallway.
Or high school for Sean.
Or the entire tenure.
Otherwise known as the 5 years of high school where I spent at West Babylon High.
Right. I don't know that I brushed my teeth today.
That will be something we have to alert the new producer to. Hey, the precedent has been set that everybody else at the company does most of your work for you.
I am the producer.
I'm such a crap producer, you know that?
I'm not the butt clown.
There was even parts of me, and this is so far from where my radio DNA comes from, that I would sometimes feel guilty about giving him producer work. I really would. It'd be like, no, we got to do this. We got to have this audio ready. And it would start to become like, well, Perez doesn't really do that. You know? So, like, somebody else has to do that.
Who can guess? Oh, he doesn't do that.
I just don't like sounding stupid.
FAN is keeping receipts. More than one person has already said, will you take Sean back? They're pre-fed up with
Sean.
Is
that right?
Oh, yes.
No. The show hasn't even started
Not
yet.
Not even started yet. There's already some skepticism.
I have a big wiener in my hand. Oh. I love smelling those balls.
Uh-huh. Hit the peak with Mraz. That's it. That's it. It's
all downhill from here?
That's it.
So essentially, he built his career on our television show, and now he's getting A-list movies. Right. And now those producers and directors have to deal with him, and we go back to our TV show.
He's the unsung hero in the NBA that gets the max contract from a bad team. and then gets injured in the first year.
Try to investigate you.
I think I'm a lost cause.
It's like trying to put Johnny Knoxville in a real movie. Right, like, if he's not going to try to kill himself, he's just going to straight act. You're asking for problems. And immediately, like, oh, P.S., you can't be Mraz anymore. You're Sean Morash.
Right. Johnny Knoxville doing Saving Private Ryan. Something happened.
Yeah, that's right. Now he's Jonathan Knoxville.
Right. Corporate Morash.
I am very big on drug dealing.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
All right, that'll do it for us this morning here on the DA Show. Thanks to Pat Boyle, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel, an audio director. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. And thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. We will see you tomorrow. I'm DA and the Mothership Disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.